This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
You freak.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Andrew is just like one of the top 10 people I've ever met.
Guys, Don, I want to throw this out. I thought I was going to see you yesterday, and it turned out you weren't able to do it. You had an obligation, so now I am here with these two packs of cards, Don. I have one 1980 football pack.
Really?
I have a 1980 football pack and a mid-70s, I'm not sure which year, hockey pack.
Oh, my God.
I would like for you to choose what I should open.
Well, listen, you got to go old school. Although I do love those old NFL cards, Michael, where they would airbrush the logos out because they couldn't get the NFL's approval.
It could be that. I don't know what the 80s Topps
cards. It would be like somebody from the Eagles, you know, Tony Franklin from the Eagles, and it would just have a green helmet.
What's your pref?
Do the hockey cards.
It's a thinner pack. Do you guys? Do I need to eat the gum?
Do you want to see him eat, Michael? Yes. Gum from 1972.
Yes.
Oh my God, Don! What a gorgeous card you just had me open. This card, these cards, Don.
Chew the gum.
Look like it looks almost like a 70s music. It almost looks like an album. I mean, it looks like we are entering another time. Time and place. How about a 1977 Marcel Dion?
Oh, fifth leading goal scorer in the history of the NHL. Former Ranger.
Michael, if I showed you this jersey, Michael, you might be able to figure out it's a Kings jersey. You might not. Oh, my God. This is exciting, Michael. Right up your alley. Not Dave, but Dan Maloney.
No relation.
Do you know him?
Yeah. Not personally, but he's not of the Maloney family of Dave and Don.
There's a Dan Maloney. Wow, these cards are so beautiful. Do you see it yet, Don?
Gorgeous.
Rick LaPointe.
Not familiar with his work.
Dave LaPointe's brother.
Dave Forbes, who looked like, I don't say this as an insult, he looks like he was just huffing glue behind Glixie's.
I love huffing. Huffing's a great word. Yeah. Maybe one more before we completely lose Michael here.
All right. I'll
that's in the rearview mirror.
That's way gone. I'll just burn through them. They're all here. Wilf Piment.
Paymont.
Paymont.
Yeah.
A Bill Barber sticker.
Oh, it's a Hall of Famer.
Reggie Leach.
Another great flyer.
How about Pete Stemkowski?
Oh, show Pete. We got to see. Even Michael's a fan of Pete.
Come
so
on,
77.
But
at that point, is he? He's not a Ranger. At
oh
that
no,
point.
He's a Ranger, Donnie.
Okay,
he's a Ranger right here.
Look at that. Look at this mug, Michael. You got to see this mug.
A Penguins team photo and my favorite Pittsburgh Penguin, J. Bob Kelly. Don, I will be saving these for you. That Stemmer
Thank
card
you.
Is all yours, and the gum is for you, Michael.
I haven't seen it yet on Yes, but.
The Summer of K continues with Michael eating this gum. And shout out to my friend over at VintageBreaks.com.
Oh, gorgeous card.
If you're a huge card nerd, go check him out. Zach Britton is finishing up his rehab, Michael.
Zach Britton!
That's right. He's taking the last step in rehab from elbow surgery. It was announced on Tuesday. He's heading to my favorite place, the home of the office, Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
Barry.
I think it's actually Wilkes-Barre.
No, it's Wilkes-Barre.
I do not believe it's properly pronounced by the inhabitants as Barry.
Okay.
Sometimes I hear Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
But I think that's closer to what it is. I think it's like Wilkes-Barre.
You know, we should incorporate a Pete Davidson's character, Chad, into the show.
What would he do?
Okay.
He'll be having his last games there before returning. He's been at Double-A Somerset, where he's allowed 2 earned runs over 3 innings with 4 strikeouts.
Cool.
Aaron Boone is feeling optimistic about the return of the lefty. Kind of. Does it bear repeating the audio we just played from Garrett Cole?
Yeah, I think it's going to be all over the place.
I got to tell
it's
you guys.
It's all very lengthy, though.
Just play the drop of, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey. The same thing.
I'm a little surprised. I mean, obviously, he had to know these questions were coming. And then when Ken Davidoff of the Post asked him, have you ever used spider tat? I mean, it was almost like, did you guys find weapons of mass destruction? How could you not be prepared? I mean, he just completely lost his train of thought.
It was almost like a Maguire.
He essentially said that he did.
Because I think he's really smart, and I think he's really honest.
Well, obviously really honest, Don, because the easy one would be like, no, I never did. Other people,
He doesn't
want
to lie.
He doesn't want to do that.
No, that was actually in some ways like George Washington-esque. Let's listen to the audio.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know if...
Okay, go ahead and stop that. A little bit of advice.
I don't quite know how to answer that.
If any guys out there ever get asked if they were doing something inappropriate by their wife, don't answer that way.
Carlin brought up what Giambi did. I was at that press conference when it all broke, and Giambi wouldn't answer. The press conference was for that reason, and he wouldn't answer if he'd ever done perform. Well, I'm not going to talk about it. It's like if your wife said, "Well, did you cheat on me?" I'm not going to talk about it, honey.
But this was almost as bad as that.
It's going to sound like I'm defending him. But I don't think there's an easy answer because you can't go yes or no because the answer is clearly yes. It is used because
it
probably
is
used, but not to the extent. But now, could there have been time? Is he using that? Is he a great pitcher because of it? No, but there's probably been times he's done it for a better grip so the hitters don't get hit. But there probably is a couple of times in certain situations where, you know what, I probably did take advantage of it a little bit. And so there's might have been a little – and he also doesn't want to say, oh, but by the way
– oh, lots of people are using it.
Everybody's doing it.
That's what I would do. I mean, I'm not going to – why is he the poster child for this? Why is Trevor Bauer's the poster child because he opened his trap. He's the one who said something about it. He's the one who said we shouldn't have illegal substances when, you know, people assume that he did, which isn't right either. But all of a sudden – his spin rate dropped 10% last start. Garrett's dropped 6%. But I'm sorry, it's gone on throughout baseball, and I would bring everybody down. I'm not going to be the poster child for this.
But if
like A-Rod was the poster child for Biogenesis, you know how many people use steroids? Do you know how many people use steroids in baseball?
Right.
And he's the guy that everybody thinks about. He, Bonds, and Clemens, and McGuire. Those are the four. But believe me, over 50% of the players did.
And here's the thing, but at least during the steroid era, there were a few people that were caught. I could be dead wrong about this. I don't think anybody is going to be suspended for this year because everybody's just going to stop doing it. And now it's just going to be based on the people that we're going to look at being guilty is the ones that end up pitching poorly in the second half of the season. But we're never going to know because I think everybody's been doing it in some way, shape, or form, and now it's just going to completely stop. That's why I think I think baseball could have done this without it going, like, public.
Too many
people
talk.
Sorry, this is something you guys are doing. We're not doing anymore. Stop it.
Can I give congratulations out, please, Peter?
Yeah,
congratulations to Jason DeMayo from Belmore, New York. You know what? Because he listens to this show, fine vehicle, he's going to the Islander game. Now, if you didn't win today and you have a desperate need to go and you can't get tickets, make sure you're listening to DCR tomorrow morning for another chance to win.
Awesome. That's perfect because that show's from 5 to 8, and the game's not until 7:30. So
you can walk there. After you win it, you could walk there if you win it at 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Wherever you are in the world, you could walk to the Coliseum.
Guys, a couple of Giants things, of course. Giants kicking off minicamp this week. Saquon is present at the facility here in East Rutherford. I'm not in East Rutherford, but it's very close. But will not be participating with the rest of his teammates as he continues rehab back, of course, from his knee injury last season. Joe Judge said Barkley really attacks every day, unquote. He walks in the building, but of course, he wants to be back on the field working with the rest of the team. However, the smartest play, of course, going to be taking time to make sure he's 100%. Judge said, we're going to make sure we take Saquon's rehab at the correct rate for his individual body and his injury. It's not any mirror of anyone else's injury out there. Guys, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the passing one more time of Giants coach Jim Fossil, who passed away at 71 years old. He felt chest pains. He went in to the hospital, and he passed away there. Sadly, first of all, let's hear the famous Jim Fossil guarantee that we talked about earlier.
So if you got the crosshairs, you got the laser, you can put it right on my chest. I'll take full responsibility. I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoff.
Here's Joe Judge paying his respect to Jim Fossil.
Guys, how's everyone doing today? Before we go into questions, I want to start out just offering our prayers to the family of Coach Fossil. Obviously, very sadly, he passed away last night. Look, it's a small league, you know, from inside this building where his impact was directly felt and carries over to the history of our organization, to coaches around the league who work together and have good relationships. A lot of respect for his son, John Bones Fossil, down in Dallas. Very good relationship with him. Just all the respect in the world for what they're doing. And, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers with his family and the impact he made here for the Giants, you know, something we talk about as a team, and we'll make sure we reflect on today.
Classy gesture. Said well.
Yeah. Really, really sad. Really a great coach. Of course, led the Giants to the Super Bowl. They ended up losing to the Ravens, but really he did. He got a lot done with not the most incredibly talented roster when he's head coach of the Giants.
Yeah, you had a young Amani Toomer. Tiki was in his rookie year, the premier back for them in 97. You know, you go Gary Brown, and Danny Cannell is the starting quarterback. And, you know, to go 10-5-1 and win a division was tremendous. And, you know, that too, as you heard Ernie say, that 2007 team was way better than the 2000 team. And the 2000 team went 12-4 and won a couple of playoff games at home and lost in the Super Bowl.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Don't know if anybody's aware, but the Nets are really good at basketball. Won by 39 points last night. Really wasn't even close. Jay Will on KJZ saying that if KD gets another ring, you can start considering him in a very, very, very high level.
I've been on the record saying if Kevin Durant wins another world championship and wins another finals MVP, he will be inching towards GOAT conversation. He will be in that conversation. You will have to start talking about it. Yesterday, I also said that he is the greatest scorer, offensive weapon there is in the game of basketball. People love to use the fact that he went to Golden State and teamed up with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. Even though he got two finals MVPs, two world championships, I can make an argument that they could not win those championships without Kevin Durant being the alpha dog in those clutch moments. People use that to demean his greatness. Last night proved to you how special of a talent he was.
God, now I feel even worse for Jay Will. Because on the same day that he absolutely praises him in really high terms, talking about a GOAT conversation on a national platform, all KD is going to be worried about is the story that he told.
I can't. I'm so fascinated how Jay Williams is going to deal with this. I'm sorry. You say I don't know him, that you know him well. There is nothing in it. Nothing in it for Jay Williams to make that story up. Nothing. The only thing that you could say is, why would he say it? Which is what Don's brought up. Why would you take a private conversation public? But there's no doubt in my mind that that conversation took place. None. And Kevin Durant's just chapped that it was made public. But I want to see how Jay handles it tomorrow.
Man. Well, it's definitely worth a listen.
And,
sure.
when you're in the NBA and you're an announcer and you lose Kevin Durant, that's not a good thing either.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot. And KD, he called him a bleeping liar. Went after him. Big on social media. We'll stay NBA for a minute. Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year. Here's Thibs on what the award means to him.
It's an honor to obviously receive this award. I think this award reflects more of our group and our team and organization. Anytime someone gets recognized individually, it's usually a byproduct of the team winning and exceeding expectations.
See, that's a classy guy. Like, if I won an award for this show, I wouldn't say it's because of Peter and Don.
Of course you would.
It was my brilliance.
I know you would. You're not even kidding. That's exactly what would happen.
Well, I thought that I was generous in my book mention of Don, but I don't know what's right or wrong anymore.
No. You did exactly what you should have done.
Nothing.
No, wait. But no, you misunderstood that whole thing. I have nothing to do with center stage. I attended one, and I'm just doing my job if I'm filling in for Michael when he's got to tape one during the show. But he seemed to want a thank you for doing it. He did the bare minimum, and that's what was deserved.
Right. You're not saying that you expected more. You're saying that the way Michael sold it made you think
it like it was like he dedicated it to me, or like there's a whole page on our relationship. No. But he did exactly what you should do.
But imagine Michael
on it.
Michael, would you feel bad if on the same day that you released the book, Don decided to go out and shovel the snow, just keeled straight over?
I'd feel really bad if it started to snow on June 15th. Yes, it would be awful.
We got bigger problems.
That would be the aliens making a statement.
Back to Tom Thibodeau. Ryan Hollins, former player and known troll, he was on ESPN Radio earlier, saying that Thibs is not Coach of the Year.
Heck no, he wasn't the right choice, man. Shout out Coach Thibs. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for New York. But that was Monty Williams' award, man. Are you kidding me? Monty Williams, I thought he won it last year in the bubble when they went undefeated. Yo, I am sorry. This is Monty's award. I love Coach Thibs. I think New York is a great story, but no one saw this coming from Phoenix. You expected it maybe a little from Utah. They'd always flirted there. But what Monty has done this year has been absolutely amazing, man. And in the Western Conference, guys, who's doing the voting?
All right, so a lot of people saw 41 wins for the Knicks coming. Stop it, Ryan.
Yeah, really.
But no, but I will say his argument about Monty is fair. They are very good, definitely above expectation.
Oh, okay, they have Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Andre Ayton, okay?
And DeAndre.
DeAndre Ayton. They're not exactly bereft of talent.
Listen.
The Knicks don't have that talent.
I'll tell you who's not bereft of talent. Chris Carlin, he's up next. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening.
Big show coming up tomorrow. You know, we have the head of UFC.
Dana White?
Dana White's going to be on at 3 o'clock.
Really?
See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.